Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, when God gave us the Bible, His intent was that we should be captivated as the greatest story that has ever been told is unfolded before us. In fact, there is a single word that appears at very important moments. It's the word, behold. This word is meant to work sort of like a stop sign. It basically is a word that means stop, look at this, and marvel. The word behold is used some 134 times in just the New Testament. So what I'd like for us in our time today is to consider a few of those impressive moments when we see the word behold used. In Matthew 1, verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. You know, childbirth itself is a marvel. Just ask any mom and dad. But however, this is the marvel of all marvels. A virgin gives birth to the Son of God. Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not apprehend it. So we see that he left a world of splendor and praise to be cramped for 9 months in the confines of a womb, and he would soon emerge into a world that would despise him and would not leave him alone until he was in a tomb. Isaiah, by inspiration, prophesied all of this long before Jesus came to this world. In Isaiah 53, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. So truly we see that he was born to die. And yet in that birth and in that death, our salvation is made possible. Truly the word, behold. We see another incident being used of the word in John 1 and verse 29. He says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, I would have had a hard time living in the days of the Old Testament. You know, offering those lambs would have been difficult for me. I believe that would have been difficult for you, for most everybody. I'd sort of be like the man Nathan told King David about in 2 Samuel chapter 12. When he gave that story to David in verse 1, there were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor, and the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of its own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare for the wayfaring man who had come to him, but he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. And of course we know the result of that was David was angry at the result of the story that Nathan told him. He said it was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man that has done this shall surely die. But despite what that story says and what the application, of course, was to David personally, you know, I would probably take my lamb and let it grow up with me and my children, letting my cup down for it to drink and allowing it to sleep next to me. I cannot fathom sinning and then having to go and get that lamb, place my hands on it, and kill it. But this is no ordinary lamb. The lamb we're talking about, when the lamb that John saw was Christ. That's Jesus, the lamb that was provided by God to take away all of our sins. Indeed, the word, behold. Another occasion that we find the word behold is in Matthew. In chapter 28, he says in verse 6, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed is going before you into Galilee. Therefore you shall see him. Behold, I have told you. You know, with very expert precision, the Roman soldiers executed Jesus just like any other man. He was dead when he was taken from Calvary's hill. They made sure of it. Do you remember? They stuck the sword in his side, and blood and water mingled together came forth. But all of that changed on the first day of the week. On that first day of the week, we read in Matthew 28 and verse 1, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. And the verse that we read, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is gone before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Behold, I have told you. So yes, all that changed concerning Jesus' death and burial when that first day of the week came. With an earthquake, angels rolled away the stone, and Jesus came forth from the grave, gaining victory over Hades and death. And the marvel of his resurrection transformed even scared men into the boldest men that had ever lived. Those 11 apostles, they beheld a risen Savior, and they went to their graves, never, forever, retelling their story. Truly, the word, behold. And then yet one other passage that we want to look at is to be found in 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has his hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Isn't it a marvel that if we are Christians, the God of the universe calls me and you his sons and daughters? What love! Indeed, the word, behold. And one other one. In Revelation 1, here's what we read in verse 6. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and honor and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him. Even they who pierced him, and all of the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. One day, while the world slumbers in spiritual laziness, the archangel's voice will sound. The trumpet will blast. All of our heads will turn heavenward. And behold, there he will be with his angels of heaven on the clouds. Now isn't that going to be a sight? Did you ever gaze into the clouds and imagine it? But the question really is, as we end our time with you today, is are you ready? You see what I mean? The next time you run across the word behold, stop and truly behold. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.